This is Destination Midnight. You are listening to the Dread House Podcast. I'm not scared.
Hello and welcome to the very first recording from inside the actual physical Dread House. Jake has just stood on the plans and put and said hello. What do you mean, Charles?
There's plans up there, don't worry about it.
Okay, he's just put a nice big boot print on the plan that was on the floor.
We'll say it's Bigfoot.
I will say it's Bigfoot, yes. And so previously with all of the other recordings that we've done, it's always... Oh, you missed a bit up here, dude. All right.
We'll come back to it.
All right, no worries. Jake is here doing an amazing job.
I missed that bit. The whole thing slid.
Oh, okay.
I had to reslide it and then continue with what I'm doing.
Well, he's doing an amazing job here.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right. So, yeah, this is the first time that we've actually recorded from inside the actual Dread House. The real Dread House. Normally we're in the website or the recording. I'm currently... You may have heard a slight change in the reverberation. I'm now inside the Tunnel of Terror. And I'm walking through the Tunnel of Terror, because it's not hard or not easy for me to say. And I'm sort of wandering past Jake, who's now up a ladder. And I'm walking down to where the boy in the cupboard is going to be. Which I've walked past the box office. And... now I am walking past where Mr. Sam Hain from 2021, the original Mr. Sam Hain, is. Who is, yeah. And then there's the boy who's the kidnapped. Well, he's not kidnapped. How do I describe him? He's not kidnapped. He's...
Mental asylum?
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
Or, yeah, so... That's true. Have you got a pen on you? Yeah. No, me neither. Everything but a pen. And so I'm walking down to the last section, which is go red for the dread, which is going to be a display wall where people get to join in with their art. And then the last section here is the Feast of the Deceased. And... the very last bit is my bit, which is Jacques Linterna inside the suitcase, or a Jacques in a suitcase rather than Jack in a box. And that's as far as we got with setting everything out. So I'm actually, this bit here that I'm in now is the Diabolical Circus, but we've not made any start on that whatsoever. So it's literally just material. So it's sort of hard to get you to visualise. So it's a 12x6 space, light and airy, a bit warm. And it's not going to be like that at all. So we'll start building that from the weekend. So I'm excited actually because I've just broken the.
The pallet
which keeps the walls off the floor at the moment. I've just broken a bit of it. So yeah, so that's it. So now I'm walking, making my way downtown. Yeah, back through. The Dread House, reverse into the Tunnel of Terror, and it really is the Tunnel of Terror because there's literally, oh my goodness, real spiders everywhere. Real spiders. I mean, admittedly, they're minuscule. So the idea was that it was supposed to be covered in fake spiders and fake cobwebs. And what we ended up having was real spiders and real cobwebs. So, and our friend the heron is back. So on the other side of the field is this beautiful heron who keeps coming along and... I'm not saying hello. I don't know what he's doing. Or she, to be honest with you. looking over this way. Anyway, so that's the dread house and how far we've got. Loads of work to still do. Hopefully we'll get the majority of it done by this weekend.